excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Texas edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from unbelievable defying of all logic win over Texas. Quick recap of the game. Game started out well with a nice touchdown by the Bears, but then Texas just started bowling over Cal with every possession in the first and second, until midway through the second quarter. And Cal was doing pretty well, but it wasn't doing it on every possession. Texas could pass the ball for touchdowns. Texas could run the ball for touchdowns. They didn't need a punter. They were just executing. And then midway through the second quarter, something happened with Texas. The Cal defense started figuring some things out. They started making some mistakes. There were two interceptions. And somehow, against all odds, even with a blocked punt that resulted in a safety, Cal ended up going into the into halftime up 35-33. Just a remarkable, miraculous scenario. And every fan in the stadium was thinking that there was a lot of luck, that Cal was not playing that well, that if Texas got back to what they were doing and stopped making the mistakes, they would run away with it. And then a funny thing happened in the third quarter. Both offenses really started to struggle. Cal, the first couple possessions just weren't quite clicking correctly. And Texas just didn't have their magic of the first half. They were a lot more pensive. They just didn't have the same strength that they did early on. And so there was no score in the third quarter. And the second half of the, well, I'll go into commentary later, but fourth quarter, it was clear Cal was trying to run out the clock, and their offense was doing nothing. And eventually, Texas broke through with a long run for a touchdown, went up 40-35. But that was the key that Cal needed to get out of their funk. It was they knew they needed to actually play football to win. Cal drove down the field, got the touchdown, got the two-point conversion. Texas got the ball back with about 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. Had to punt. Gave the ball back to Cal. Cal was attempting to get a first down to finish running out the clock. And then the most miracle of miracles happened. What Cal needed was a first down, not a touchdown. And Enviri broke through on a run all the way down the field to the end zone for an apparent touchdown, which was great. Cal would have been up 57-43 with a minute 20 left, but it was the only scenario where Texas could win. They needed a touchdown, a onside kick and another touchdown in a minute 20, but it's better than two knees and Cal wins the game. And then it's determined that Enwiri dropped the ball before he went into the end zone. And since nobody picked it up, it was the referees who noticed it and maybe picked up the ball. I'll have to go back and look. They didn't show it in the stadium to see who picked up the ball. But since the play was blown dead before anybody picked it up, the result was Cal would get the ball on the 1 yard line. And would then be able to take a knee twice to win the game. And that's what happened. Cal won 50 to 43 on two knees at the end of the game. So some commentary on the game. Hard to know how exactly to go through it because, as I said, it was just such an odd game. Cal, one thing I'll start with, I guess. I really think in the third quarter, in the early fourth quarter, Cal refused to get out of its own way on offense. They just felt, it just felt like they were so committed to trying to run out the clock, they refused to run the offense that works for them. And the result was that they never made progress, that they kept, you know, they'd run 3 minutes off the clock, but they wouldn't get touchdowns. They need to operate more like Chip Kelly did at Oregon. He didn't care how much time was left on the clock. He was running his offense because, you know what? If you were up by 14 as opposed to 7, even if the clock didn't go down by much, that was still better. And if you were up by 21 and there was still a bunch of time on the clock, that was even better. And he didn't worry so much about whether he was working on running the clock. Touchdowns were still better than clock. And obviously there's some extreme examples when you get down to 2 minutes and 3 minutes that that's no longer true. But overall, way too early for the team to be thinking about that. And I really think it kept the game closer than otherwise would be, because I really think one of the other things was kudos to the Cal defense for sticking with it. Their run defense, which was just getting abused for 5 and 10 and 5 and 12 and 7 and 15 yards in the first quarter, actually was starting to stop that Texas running game. Not, you know, they'd still get 2 yards or 3 yards, but it was enough. It was small enough that it created enough situations where they could get them to third and medium and third and long and then force them to punt. And they stuck with it. They showed a lot of heart. They worked on closing the gaps and doing the right things against a pretty potent run offense. It didn't have the explosiveness of the San Diego State offense, but it was still a very potent offense with a big offensive line. A lot of credit goes to the defensive line and the linebackers and the safeties for plugging up those holes. And by the way, they did it with the corners and the nickelback doing a pretty good job of covering their receivers despite not getting a lot of support, because so much of the defense was dedicated to stopping the run game. Really, I think the defense, I don't think they're perfect, but they came a long way in this game today. And if they play football like that in the second half, for the rest of the season, Cal's going to be in okay shape. I think they kept the fresh bodies in there. The rotation that they had really helped. It helped them, you know, get ahead of the game a little bit as far as the being worn down after such a long affair. They seemed fresher in the second half. Just really, really good defensive effort in the second half. The first half, they were just getting abused. And it wasn't until those two interceptions that they had anything positive going on the defensive side of the ball. They just kept hacking away at it. A lot of confidence in this team right now, or confidence is maybe the wrong word. A belief in themselves that they can play better football, that they can rise above sub-mediocrity to be a reasonably good team. And that's a good thing. A team needs that to play good football. And I saw that from them today. They did not look like a team that was surprised to be competing with Texas. And that was actually part of my fear, was that they wouldn't believe that they could beat Texas after what happened with San Diego State. So kudos to the coaching staff to get them prepared to believe it, and kudos to the adjustments made by the defense in the second half to actually start defending Texas better. Texas was doing some weird things with the two quarterbacks, and I think it hurt them. I think it was they were trying to be too cute. It was to their disadvantage. They should have stuck with number 7. He was a better quarterback. They did better with him. Their run game was still plenty potent. They didn't need to bring in that running quarterback, and they lost a lot of threat of passing when he was in there. So I think that hurt Texas. They would have been wiser to stick with number 7, but that's not Cal's problem. Cal did what they needed to do to win. On the offensive side of the ball, I feel like Davis Webb is continuing to improve. He's still got some fundamental issues that he's no Goff. He's got a longer release. He needs to think through things a little bit longer than he should. He lacks the ability to keep 100% focused downfield when the pressure's coming his way. It's not that he doesn't keep looking downfield. He just isn't as good at keeping that focus down the field to where he can go through his progressions. He can only look at one or two guys, which makes him a normal college quarterback, frankly. I mean, we shouldn't be picking on him too much for not being Jared Goff. But he is getting more comfortable in the offense. I think the offense is being worked around his strengths so that he's not put in a bad position. The running game between the tackles was getting better and better as the game wore on. Anything they tried to go off tackle, outside, any of the sweeps stuff with the running backs just wasn't working, at least against Texas. Now, hard to know whether that is because of the way Texas lined up, that maybe Texas was lining up to stop that and wasn't as focused on stopping the inside run. But one of the things I think that was working for Cal as the game wore on was they kind of gave up on the outside runs and were focusing on the between the tackle runs, and those were working reasonably well. They were getting 3 and 5 and 7 and 5 and 4 yards. They weren't getting tackled in the backfield very much, and both Muhammad and particularly Nwiri were being successful at it. Trey Watson struggled a little bit today. This was not his best game, but was definitely the third guy. Receivers, our young guys are starting to come around. They're starting to find ways to use the two of them get them in open space and let their athletic talents. Stovall has got so much talent. Robertson, too. As the years go by, we're going to be so impressed with them. I can just tell you right now, they're already very impressive when they get the ball and can start running with it. And then when you add Hansen to the mix and his ability to control the ball and a possession receiver, Webb has the targets he needs to get to. So this offense is going to be able to continue to score big points. I think they got to stop dinking around, though. They got to just do what works, do the mix that works, stop trying so hard to be something you're not, to run too much. They do better when they go fast. It was massively obvious today. When they had kept up the pace and they kept the defense off balance, the offense was a ton better. And they need to do that. They need to keep up the pace, keep moving it quick. They're going to run the ball, do it in unexpected times. Don't try to pound the ball 3-4 times in a row. That's just not going to work. But you can run the ball on first down. You can run the ball on second down. You can run the ball on third down. It's getting more likely that they're going to have some success with that as long as we're keeping the defense off their heel or on their heels so that they're not comfortable with what's coming their way. If Cal gets to the point where they're having, where they're saying to the other team, "We're going to run it, and we're going to be beat you, even when you know we're going to run it," that would be great. But that's not where this team is at, and I think they're a long way from being there. Special teams, no field goals tonight, but all the extra points were good. Punting, wow, big improvement in the punting game. Very impressed with punting today, minus the block. And they cleaned it up. They addressed it the next time out. But I saw, I mean, you just knew. They were loading up six guys against four defenders. You knew it was going to be blocked. And it was disappointing that they don't have a way to adjust to that on the fly, call a timeout, something, because it was immediately obvious to me 3 seconds before the snap, this ball is going to be blocked. And disappointing to see that there was no adjustment made there. But there was, you know, on that one play. But, of course, there was an adjustment made later so that they didn't block the punt again. Luckily, it was a safety. As I told some of the guys around me at that point, anyway, those 2 points were not going to be what won the game. What won the game was going to be the possessions game of who could be successful on their offensive possessions. And sure enough, that was mostly the case. Overall play calling, I liked a lot of what I saw. I loved the 2-point conversion call. That was a great play to do some misdirection, to confuse Texas on one of those plays where they're looking for certain things. But what I said earlier about getting too cute, getting too creative in the second half, there's way too much time to be working on grinding down the clock. There's the one point I said this was not good play calling. But overall, we have to look at this and say, great, great win for the program. We just won a home and away, both games, against a major national program. Yes, last year they weren't at their best, but they're back on the rise. This is going to be big for the program, I think. Now, they need to keep the momentum going. They need to go beat Arizona State next week. It really would help to beat Utah at home the week after that to keep the momentum going. But just a huge win for the program. And everybody at San Diego State is going to be cheering that the team they beat number 11 Texas, that beat Notre Dame. I know the transitive property shouldn't matter, but it does in college football. And this is a big win for the program. So very excited tonight. Great win for the program. And I think I'm going to wrap it up with that. I hope you guys enjoy the On the Road Home podcast. Go Bears. On the road again.